Well, I was sitting in my house. There's my daughter lives quite near to me, and she phoned over and said, Dad, can you come over to the house? I want to show you something. And then I walked over to the house, and she said, now this is going to shock you, but I want to show it to you before someone else does. And she put up the video. And bearing in mind, it was the anniversary, that, and all the things were so raw in my mind. You know, and it always is on the 5th of January. It was so raw in my mind. And then to watch anyone, but specifically an MP, mocking their deaths, effectively dancing on their grave and making a jolly good time of it, like King's Mill, 10 dead in the most horrific circumstances. So it was anger to start with, and then it was despair, because I thought, even very slowly, we are moving forward. That was in my mind, that the whole country was moving forward a bit. This just took me back. Some people haven't moved on at all.
He says it was an accident, wasn't intended, and Sinn Féin seem to have backed him on that. They say that, I'll give you an example. Sinn Féin Senator Padraig McLaughlin, I agree with the party's decision to suspend him. Something had to be done to acknowledge the hurt of the King's Mills families. I welcome he accepts the suspension. I genuinely believe he did not believe he was offending. So the senior members of the party and many of Barry McIlduff's supporters accept his claim that this was one of the most bizarre coincidences that I've ever encountered, to be honest with you, because I roughly worked out the odds of a possibility of this actually happening by accident, and it's a million to one. Million to one things do happen, but that's the kind of odds you're looking at.
No, well, I mean, I got my daughter Karen to play the video over, and I was back home and went back over again. I said, play that again, and I watched it a few times, and I was watching the video, and I noticed all the Christmas stuff was out in the aisles. All the boxes of chocolates and all this was all out in the aisles. So I started to think, they wouldn't be there in New Year. At least not so many of them. So I suspect he has taken that video sometime over Christmas, got somebody with a phone, got the video taken over Christmas, and waited 4 minutes into the anniversary to post it. And if I am right, and I firmly believe that I am right, he's a very depraved, bigoted man.
Well, Alan, he obviously disputes that, but I think you understand.
Obviously, obviously.
So, in terms of sanction, in terms of what the party should have done, in your belief, what should have been the action taken by the party?
Well, it's not for me to tell a party what to do, but if Barry McIlduff himself had an ounce of decency, he would walk.